Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Job. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man, and I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garments and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come and no further, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to the Lord. wonders in the deep.
That he spoke and a stormy wind arose,
which tossed high the waves of the sea.
They mounted up to the heavens and fell back to the depths.
Their hearts melted because of their
reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way. Through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as none, as unknown and yet as well known, as dying and see. We are alive, as punished and not yet killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. Other boats were with them. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Would you please pray with me? Spirit of the living God, fall upon this place. Spirit of the living God, join us in this journey as we look at your water. In the name of Christ, amen. Amen. Now, just so you know, Mother Pat said I'm supposed to preach for an hour and a half, right? Many of you know I come from a Pentecostal background. I'm not going to stand up here and shout at you. I promise. I'm not going to methodize you. But this sermon is incredible. There's so much truth and joy to this. And I'm going to just ask the question, has anyone ever been afraid? Be honest. Afraid of, where are my kids? Where's the money coming from? Afraid of losing control as we get older. Fear. It's just a basic human emotion. And there are two types of fear. There's one that's good and healthy, where we know if we put our hand on the fire, it's going to burn us, so we choose not to. And then there's that debilitating fear that keeps us from doing the things that God has called us to do. I started to tell my age. At 50-something, God has now called me to be a Dominican brother. I never would have thought in my life that I would have taken that direction. But the Spirit moves us. And there was a fear there for 5 years, many of you know. I've bounced all over this place. I've wrestled, I've fought with what I was going to do. Stay, leave, go, pastor somewhere else. And then one day, Pat said to me, "I see your struggle." Just having one person see that debilitating fear gave me a hand up to step out of it. And it was amazing. And just as we look at this scripture today, and I'll try not to get excited, but they were terrified. They were out. If any of you have ever been in a boat when there's several boats around and there's a storm, it's pretty terrifying because somebody's going to bump into you and there's going to be a crash. They were terrified, and Jesus was asleep. And they ran immediately to wake him up. And what did he say? What did he say? Where's your faith? Where's your faith? So I want to tell us all that we may have arrived in different boats today, but we are now in the same boat, the St. Thaddeus boat. And of course, Jesus Christ is the head of our boat. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay. If you think about it, the disciples were with Christ every single day. They saw the miracles. They saw the healings. And in that moment of fear, even when he calmed the waters with saying, "Peace, be still," they still said, "Who is this Jesus? Who is this person that can calm the sea?" Now, really simple, if the disciples can have fear and doubt and they were with Christ, do you not think that we can have fear and doubt today? It's okay. It's okay. As long as we know who the master of the vessel is, it's okay to have that fear. When you're confronted with that fear, of course, we call upon Jesus. This, many of you know I'm a nurse, and I was with a patient, and they were just struggling. Is heaven real? Just struggling. They were too weak to call on Jesus. So I began to call on Jesus for her. I gave her a hand. And as we continued to pray and talk, she began to her mood lift and lighten. Just calling on the name of Jesus, just pulling her in my boat, which is the St. Thaddeus boat, made a big difference. In fear, when we call on Jesus in the middle of a crisis, the best thing I've ever learned in my life is to say, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still." St. Thaddeus is a big boat. All our little boats arrived and they're out there rocking in the wind, facing all of our everyday troubles. But when we come into this place, peace is still. Peace is Christ. So who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? This Jesus is the one that, before anything was here, planned for us. This Jesus is the one that came down to earth and lived among us. This Jesus is the one who ministered and healed. This Jesus is the one that left and said, "I go to prepare a place for you and for me." This Jesus will one day, with excitement, welcome us home. So when you're in a storm, and you know we'll leave here today, and it's, I'll just tell you, I'll be honest with you. I've been up now 16 hours. I wrecked my brand new car right before I came. It's okay. It's really okay. I laughed as I came here and I thought, somebody somewhere today needs to know who this Jesus is. This Jesus brings peace. This Jesus brings wholeness. This Jesus gives us the strength to do the work that we're called to do. And each and every person has a calling as disciples of Christ. So I say to you today, in your storm, just simply say, "Peace, be still." Amen. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me in saying our faith, which can be found on page 9 as the Nicene Creed in your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People are found on page 10. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all the people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world, for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, justice, and oppression,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God, for Justin, our Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Brian, our bishop, Pat and Perry, our priests, for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in this church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Steve, Nicole, Courtney, J.R., Blair, John, Joe, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jenny, Martha, Renee, Jane, Ryan, Kate, Richard, Regina,
are there others?
Yeah.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
Send your Spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person.
Lord,
turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Turn us into your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's needs.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Matthew Jones, Amy Campbell, Gaines Campbell, and Marie Carpenter Suguru. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Amy and Gaines Campbell. We will exalt you, O God, our King. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially Joe Beitner, mother of Pat Cahill, who passed this week. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you to the honor and glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
there any announcements to share with the group while you're thinking?
My name is Robert Thompson. Christian and I are not related except through faith, as far as we know. If we go back far enough, there's probably some horse thief, you know, in the 19th century we have in common. But it's good to be here. My wife and I are glad to visit other Episcopal parishes in the area. We've only lived here 3 years, and it's nice to kind of make the rounds. Yes, Dee.
First of all, I want to, on behalf of St. Thaddeus, welcome Robert and his lovely wife, Pamela. I hope all of you get a chance to greet them and tell them how much we really appreciate them spending this glorious day with us. I also want to thank Christian for what I thought was really an awesome, awesome sermon. So, and to everyone, I want to say welcome to the St. Thaddeus family, whether you've been here all your life or this is the first time you've come to us. You are a part of our family, and we welcome everyone to join us for refreshments after service.
As most of you know, my parents, John and Dylan Sargent, are struggling. If anyone would be happy to help with transportation to and from doctor's appointments, it would be most appreciated. Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image, and you called us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of our Holy Spirit be with us. And may God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. Let's go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.